Now let's turn now as we go to the Word, and we'll read from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 27. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 27. And we'll begin in verse 1. These are God's words. He entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was and was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. When they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." While they were listening to these things, Jesus went on to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they supposed that the kingdom of God was going to appear immediately. And he said, "A nobleman went to a distant country to receive a kingdom for himself and then return. And he called 10 of his slaves and gave them 10 minas and said to them, 'Do business with this until I come back.' But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, 'We do not want this man to reign over us.' When he returned after receiving the kingdom, he ordered that these slaves to whom he had given the money be called to him so that he might know what business they had done. The first appeared, saying, 'Master, your mina has made 10 minas more.' And he said to him, 'Well done, good slave, because you have been faithful in a very little thing, you are to be in authority over 10 cities.' The second came, saying, 'Your mina, master, has made 5 minas.' And he said to him also, 'You are to be over 5 cities.' Another came, saying, 'Master, here is your mina, which I kept put away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are an exacting man. You take up what you did not lay down and reap what you did not sow.' He said to him, 'By your own words I will judge you, you worthless slave. Did you know that I am an exacting man, taking up what I did not lay down and reaping what I did not sow? Then why did you not put my money in the bank? And having come, I would have collected it with interest.' Then he said to the bystanders, 'Take the mina away from him and give it to the one who has the 10 minas.' And they said to him, 'Master, he has 10 minas already.' I tell you that to everyone who has, more shall be given. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. But these enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slay them in my presence.'" Those are God's words. We see this man at beginning in chapter 19, verse 1. We see this man who is despised by most. He was the head chief tax collector, which means he was despised by the Jews, the people of that day, and that he was a thief. He was a sinner, and he was a thief. He wanted to see Jesus, though, but he could not. And so he went on ahead and climbed a tree to be able to do so. And so there we're seeing that here's a man who had faith. He was a sinner. He was a thief. He stole. He broke the eighth commandment. But he wanted to see Jesus. And because of his faith, we are being taught here that at every opportunity, we ought to seek after seeing Jesus. And we ought to do so, and we do that when we attend diligently upon the morning and evening worship of God on the Lord's Day. that we would do everything we could to see Jesus. And we see Him when we hear His Word. Here's Zacchaeus. He has believed. And we see that he was saved. Salvation came to him. In verse 9, Jesus declares it. Now, Zacchaeus was a Jew already, and he was already a son of Abraham physically by birth. And so then we ask the question, why does Jesus then say that now he is a son of Abraham? As in, he has now become a son of Abraham. And it is by faith that he was counted righteous by faith, just as Abraham was. And Galatians talks about that we are the children of Abraham if we have believed. Well, now we ask the question, how could a thief, a sinner, believe? How could he seek after Jesus? And it shows us in verse 10. It's because the Son of Man, Jesus Himself, sought Him out first. Jesus loved us first, and so then He and we love Him because of His love for us. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost, and this man was lost. And so He came to him. And then we have in the rest of the passage a parable of the now king. That is, speaking of Christ Himself, who's this portrayed in the parable as the nobleman, the illustration is of that. And yet there are these citizens, let's talk about in verse 14 and then verse 27 when they're judged. Those are the Jews, or many of the Jews, who, as they should have saw Him as the Messiah, the coming one, they didn't want Him, they hated Him, and so they did not want Him to reign over them. And so in verse 27, you see that they are going to be judged. And they will be judged. Any who don't believe in the coming Messiah, the one who has already come, Christ, that they will be judged. But then in the rest of it, you see these servants, slaves, ones who are undeserving, are given these 10 minas, or money, and each as Jesus, or the nobleman, went out going for his kingdom, and when he came back, he was going to find out, and he did find out what they did with that money. They were supposed to do business. He commanded them what to do with it. Just as He has commanded us what to do with the blessings He has given to us in Christ Jesus, because we are saved, because we have the gospel, He's given us commands of what to do. And so you see that there's one that brought back 10 more talents, and so he was given 10 cities. He's rewarded. There was one who had 5, and he brought 5 back, and he was awarded 5 cities. But then there's this other one who hid it away, who didn't do anything. And that was the worthless slave, the one who had his blessing taken away. Those are probably those who are, we might say, a Jew, or even those we could apply now in the church, who receive many blessings, kind of talked about in Hebrews and warned against. They receive the Word of God, and yet they don't believe it. And they don't go out and serve Christ. And that people are those who are wicked, and who will be judged just as the Jews, verse 27. But those of us who are Christ, who have been saved, we are called here to serve Him. To go out and tell people the gospel, to call sinners to repentance, to serve Him and serve each other in the church, which will bring about a reward, a great reward that will be eternal life and glory. God's people serve Him, and those who don't serve Him are not His people. And so let us seek to serve Him as we have come unto Him because He has sought us out and saved us who were lost. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful in Christ Jesus that You are a gracious God, that You are the King, and that You have given us and blessed us who are totally unworthy, who are slaves, who were at one time slaves of sin. And You've now made us slaves of righteousness. That You've given us faith to believe, and You've given us Your Holy Spirit. And so, Father, we pray that we would serve You well. But not only that we would serve You, but that when we sin, just like Zacchaeus, who sinned, he was a thief, he showed true repentance, Father, in paying back what he stole, giving back to the poor, and then giving four times as much as what he took. Father, we see and thank you for this great picture of faith and repentance, which goes together often, which is distinct. They're different things. Faith is believing and trusting and submitting to Christ, and then repentance is turning from sin and turning to you. But they go together. And we're thankful for that illustration here with Zacchaeus. And we pray that as we see our sin, that you would turn us from our sin and turn us unto you and pay those consequences that we must because of the sins we've committed. But Father, we pray that you would show mercy. And Father, we pray that there are any here, if there are any here who do not know you, that they would be like Zacchaeus, see that they are great sinners in need of a Savior. That even our children would see that they need you. And they don't have anything good apart from your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that our children and any who are in the church, who have heard the word, would not be like the worthless slave who took the blessings of God and hid them away and did nothing with them. Father, pray that your Holy Spirit would work in us and produce fruit through our lives, that you would be glorified, not only by our lives, by our testimony, but by the many sinners you bring into your kingdom. Father, we know that we are to pray for our governing authorities. We pray for them now that you would save them and humble them before you, Christ, who is King. We know that our President has asked that we pray for those who are affected by the hurricane and those who are working there. Father, we pray that you would be with them and you would give them strength and you would give them peace, even those affected by the hurricane in Texas and Louisiana. Father, we pray that you would show that they have no peace, though, apart from your Son, Jesus Christ. There is no happiness, as we heard this morning in Sabbath school, apart from your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we pray that you would grant them that peace, that reconciliation, and that grace from you. Father, we do pray for their physical needs, but we pray for their spiritual as well. That you would provide for them and protect them. Father, we also consider those who have committed great sins and thievery during this hurricane and looting, and I pray that you would bring your justice upon them and that you would even though spare some from among them. Father, we ask that you would be the God who is holy and just, and that you would bless your people, not because of who we are or what we've done, but because of your Son, who already received the just punishment for our sins. Father, we thank you that He is our atonement, that He's made the sacrifices for us, and that He has been our substitute in granting us His righteousness, counting us righteous by faith, and that He took upon Himself our sins. And so, Father, in Him, we ask that you would spare us for His sake and for your glory. Father, pray that as we continue in worship now, that you would bless the reading and preaching of your word, bless the singing of your word, bless the giving that we are commanded to do by your word. And Father, may you bless our church. We thank you for the visitors we've had. We ask that you have blessed them and giving them wisdom about the church they need to be a part of. Pray that you would grow our church in sanctification and holiness and righteousness. But also, Father, we ask that you would grow us in number, that your gospel would go forth and your people in this area would hear it. Father, we pray that you would heal those who are hurting in their bodies. We praise you for the beginning to heal Ezekiel's ankle. and any others who have struggled in their bodies this week. Father, we pray for Karen and her back and muscles, especially with the time of packing and preparing to move. You pray that you would strengthen her and Ron. And any last-minute decisions that need to be made, we ask that you would give them wisdom. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.